Jean-Pierre, J., Barbeau, the Sow of the Municipality of West Nipissing, was elected the incoming chair of Laurentian University's Board of Governors during its April 25 meeting. His one-year term as board chair begins July 1. Barbeau, an alumnus of the university who graduated from its sports administration program in 1986, was appointed to Laurentian's board in July 2023 and elected its vice chair in December. "I'm flattered," he told Sudbury.com in a phone interview. "I've enjoyed my tenure to date, and I get to participate and move files forward with a group of really engaged volunteers at the board level and a new and rejuvenated management team. So things are looking very positive." A press release previously issued by Laurentian said Barbeau has extensive knowledge and experience in public sector governance, policy development, strategic planning and benchmarking, accounting and finance, human resources management and labor relations, as well as operations management. Barbeau is retiring from his job with the municipality of West Nipissing at the end of 2025. He said that in his role, he has the ability to work around his schedule to accommodate the needs of Laurentian's board. "Obviously, I look forward to continuing that after retirement," he said. Asked about what he believes his biggest challenges as board chair will be, Barbeau said, "I don't know that I would have challenges. There's just a ton of opportunity." Laurentian creditors stemming from its 2021-2022 insolvency still need to be paid out by the deadline of November 2025, with funds coming from university land sales to the province of Ontario, a process that is still underway. Asked about this situation, Barbeau said, "There's a process underway. Obviously, completing the CCAA is critical. We at the board level receive reports from the senior staff and the operation, and we're on track." We also asked Barbeau if he could give us any indication whether the land sales will go right to the November deadline or be completed ahead of time. "What I would say is that I'm confident that the senior management team have it under control," Barbeau said. "You have to realize it's a complex situation, dealing with many constituency groups, other levels of government, and other stakeholders, tenants in certain cases. So it's been a massive file and a very critical file to the future of Laurentian, and it's been handled in that manner with the importance that it deserves." The current chair of Laurentian's board, Vernon Cameron, joined the governing body in April 2022 and was elected in June 2023 to serve a two-year term as board chair, ending June 30. Also an alumnus of Laurentian, Cameron is an accomplished executive, said a 2023 press release from the university, having spent 12 years leading private equity companies in president and chief executive officer roles. Speaking at the April 25 meeting where Barbeau was selected as the next chair, Cameron said it was all a normal part of succession planning. "But I also want to note that I'm putting up my candidacy for vice chair," Cameron said. "I joined the board to help bring the university back to its great reputation, and feel pretty strongly that that job is nearing completion. So if the board will have me, I'll stay on as vice chair until that's completed, and that Jay and the board are ready to pick another vice chair from the groups." Cameron also noted that Barbeau's impending retirement played into discussions about him becoming board chair. "This was all part and parcel in the discussions we had behind the scenes about timing with his retirement and when it would make him available," Cameron said. "I've said this many times to the board, I'm truly delighted at the team that we've amassed," he said. "I believe that Jay will continue with the transparency quest that we've been on, with the diversity quest that we've been on in terms of board members, to make sure we come from many walks of life and maintain our tricultural mandate." Barbeau will become the third chair of Laurentian's board since the province forced mass resignations, including that of then-chair and Sudbury lawyer Claude Lacroix, in December 2021, during its insolvency, followed by membership renewal. Jeff Bangs joined the board during that period, and became chair until June 2023, when he was succeeded by Cameron, saying he was stepping down for health reasons and to avoid perceived conflict of interest related to a personal relationship. Laurentian University President Lynn Wells said, "I believe I speak for the entire executive team, we're very supportive of Jay's candidacy as the incoming chair. And you know we are grateful for all the support you've, Cameron has, given us as chair. You know we support your idea of putting your name forward for vice chair as well. Heidi Ulrichsen is Sudbury Comm's assistant editor. She also covers education and the arts scene.